Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, letters, peacocks, and dogs in the bathroom. It's coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't care if it's cloudy or bright. Because I'm blind.
Jeez. Wow. We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We're in letters, Tom. Hello, gang. I'm in central Nebraska, and I live in a rural area. I have a large enclosure right in front of my house where I keep my peacock. Along with some chickens.
Nice.
Okay. Everyone I know advised me against getting a peacock because they are so loud. I said, quote, it won't be an issue. They don't make much noise. All this big, beautiful bird does is scream all day long, day and night. And by the way, chick, your impression of my peacock scream is spot on. I am the one listener that truly appreciated all of this. That's from Riley in Nebraska.
Okay, I got a letter here. It's very short, and he doesn't set it up, but it involves Christy. And Christy, you mentioned that your dogs like to watch you on the toilet.
Yes.
I know you were trying to make it broadcast friendly, but the term on the toilet.
Right? Well, now it's I sit for both of
sure.
my
yeah. How about
processes.
You were she was voiding.
And they know that they follow me everywhere, so yeah.
She
they
was
are.
Feeling pressed.
Yes. Yeah, so carrying low.
Yeah, no, I have absolutely the same issue. And as you know, when I built this new house a few years ago, the one concession that I did, because I do have a urinal, Ace has actually been there and used it. I have a urinal in the main bathroom area for the larger bedroom, whatever
right,
it's called.
The master, well, the main
suite.
Primary
suite.
Primary suite,
whatever they call it.
Yeah.
In any event, yeah, the dogs always follow me in there, too.
Yes.
This guy wants to know, Christy,
yeah?
When you take your dogs to the bathroom...
I don't take them.
Do you circle three times before you sit down in the toilet?
Hey, that's not bad.
No.
All right.
What is it? I don't know what... One of my dogs does that every time.
My dogs do it.
Every time.
Yeah. So they've started going on the deck now. I don't know what that's all about.
I had that.
That's a message. Do you have that?
I had that when she was a puppy. Joey was a puppy, but
can't let him do that.
It started when it snowed.
Actually, it's not bad. It's easy to clean up. I don't mind it.
I like flipping it out into the yard to see how far I can flip it out into the yard.
What do you mean it's disgusting? It's on the wood. You just pick it up, put it in a bag. You pick up the dog poop on the yard when you walk the dogs. What's the difference?
It's not my yard.
Yeah, I know. I've heard about that from somebody.
Have you ever heard this? I was walking out to the mailbox, and there was a lady and her dog, and the dog is crouched and on the toilet and making the big transaction, and I'm walking up the driveway, and I'm just thinking, she doesn't have anything to pick that up with. But she did, and all was well. But yeah. I think I would have just laughed if they would have left.
I always pick it up.
It's so brazen.
You're getting complaints about my dogs pooping in somebody's yard?
No.
Okay.
That means yes.
I always have I carry bags. I always take it with me.
Yeah.
I don't leave it behind.
Maybe they just don't want you letting your dogs poop in their yard. I don't know.
Maybe they should put a fence up.
Have you seen the signs with the little dog that's crouched and it says, no, please leave me, stay off my lawn or something?
I wonder what the big deal is if they pick it
dog.
Up.
Have you considered they might not like you?
That's possible.
Dog. Yeah.
And now, because when I crap on their lawn, I leave it there.
Have you ever heard it called shrimping?
Shrimping.
When your dog goes out to poo, because they hunker down like a shrimp.
Yeah, they curl their back.
I have not heard that. Let's move forward here.
I got another letter.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm getting a shot of rum here. Hang on. I love this letter so much. I had to hear it. I hadn't seen the Dear Show. Long-time listener, many-time writer. Chick, welcome back. You were talking about peacocks on yesterday's show, and I had to chime in. I work for a general contractor in sales estimating, and about 6 years ago, I did a sales call in very rural Commonwealth of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Like rural, in all caps, Kentucky. Hilly, a lot of winding, narrow roads. I came up on one hill, and at the very top was a massive peacock blocking the road. I had to come to a standstill and wait for this bastard to move. While waiting, I looked to my left, I looked to my right, and yes, more and more peacocks were appearing and circling my car.
Oh, no!
And I thought, well, I didn't expect to go out like this. That's Kevin from Winchester, Kentucky.
That must have been eerie.
To conclude the bird hunk of our program, this comes to us from Brian. Said, I haven't heard much about Andy lately. That's Christy's husband.
Yeah.
Is it because Christy has him on 24-hour bird feeder duty? Now, you have to mention this, that you've had two of your bird feeders confiscated by the raccoons.
You know what they did yesterday? They took the whole shepherd's hook down, the whole thing. They brought it all the way down to the ground.
All right, raccoons.
And broke the hummingbird feeder.
Oh, jeez.
This is every day now.
It is.
They're sending a message.
Yeah. I did get the Cajun bird seed Bob. Why did I call you Bob?
It happens.
Yes. The resemblance.
Well, usually I'm called not as good as.
And it really has helped with the squirrel thing. The red squirrel did not show up
yesterday. They don't like to eat that bird
feed. They don't like the Cajun spicy. They don't like the spicy bird seed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that helped.
That right.
Mm-hmm. Would you please have your husband, Andy, call in for proof of life? By the way, Christy, this is Brian continuing. I have no sympathy for you losing your bird feeders to raccoons.
Jeez.
In the last week, I have lost two hands to a rabid raccoon during the day.
What?
What?
To what?
Oh, hands. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
What? I thought somebody chewed.
Two hands. How'd he type?
I chewed his hands off?
Sorry.
Typing with his nose.
I'm going to say the ending says dictated, not read.
No, he actually, it does say hands.
Okay.
But then I can tell he means hands because he said they each laid eggs on their last day of life.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're right. That's a lot worse.
Isn't that what happened to Oskay?
His hands
broke
kept
in. And
yeah, the raccoons, they ate all his chickens.
Headless chickens running around, bloody mess.
I've been taking all my feeders in now at night. Screw them. I'm not.
What about a pellet gun?
You know what I'd do? What? I'd put all the feeders right there in your living room so you keep an eye on them.
Get up in the middle. You take them to bed with you.
That's right. So you can wake up and go, what about the feeders?
Put them in the garage. It's okay.
Okay.
Tom is standing and sorting. And
I'm okay. I'm over here now.
Why do you keep your stuff so far away?
Yeah. All right, wait a minute. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different contraptions to hold papers and or monitors.
An array of information that I need to pass along.
You would think if all of that helped there, you would do better. Don't you think?
All these tools.
It's a good thing we aren't real professional broadcasters, or you wouldn't be able to, Josh, what can you see over there from your vantage point?
Well, there's a very important piece of paper over there discussing Carb Day in the Indy 500.
It's up front and
Yeah. Just in case you need that, what, three weeks ago?
Flashback. That's a special spot. The next thing of that sort that comes up, we'll go over there.
Okay. Oh, so, but you have it.
There's also one that has a lot of information for an interview he did 3 days ago.
Uh-huh. So why don't you throw that stuff away?
This is on its way to the garbage.
Oh, so it starts over here and works its way around.
You know, a feature that we used to do, and I kind of miss, I don't know if Christy would join me in these thoughts, but you used to keep emails for an ungodly amount of time, and you would go to the bottom of the email stack, and we'd play requests. And do you have any emails over there now?
I got a stack over here. You want me to look?
Well, just give me a second.
He has questions for the meatloaf interview.
A deep dive, and if nothing else, we'll see how long ago, if it was the Johnson administration, when you were sent the correspondence.
Here's a question for Potasnik.
Uh-huh. That's right.
This isn't too bad.
Okay, date?
March 7th,
okay.
2024.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, all right. Almost a year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, this is for Josh.
Hi.
All right, at least, okay, Josh is still on the show. All right.
First-time listener, long-time caller.
What?
he's obviously making it. I've never read this before, so.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
It's from a guy named Brent. He is a police officer in the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Oh, he is. Is he a copper? Huh.
He's. Josh was complaining about something called Air Patrol.
Yes, I still will complain about it.
I got one of those warning tickets from Air Patrol.
Did you really?
He goes, Josh. Yeah. It's a real thing. We clock your speed from a helicopter.
Whoa!
I saw no helicopter. Heard no helicopter.
But it's like Francis Gary Powers. It flies so high, you can't.
Was that the time you were with me?
No, I was driving. This was in Iowa. And we got you from the sky. And that was the one time, because normally I'm very polite. And it was the one time I want to go, yeah, I'm going to need to see proof.
This guy writes, I could guess there's a reason you stood out to the aircraft, referring to Joshua.
Yeah.
And then he writes, this is Delta 19er, traveling at 140 knots. There's a minivan down there matching our speed.
A minivan?
He's got you in a minivan, Josh. And you didn't want me to save this letter? If you have any more fuzzy questions for cops, let me know.
All right.
My dad raised me listening to you guys. I'm 34.
Okay. I appreciate second, third generation people listening, but it's really making all of my joints ache.
If I don't listen to you guys, it's as bad as not having my morning coffee. Brent.
Aww.
Well, thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Officer Brent. You see why I saved this meme.
Brent, go get bent. Okay.
Oh, and I have a follow-up from Grant's mom, Valerie. She sent me an email this morning.
Oh, Grant, the one who's a five-year-old, wants to be a DJ,
and today's his birthday, and she sent us an email. We talked about him on the radio, and so I'd sent her an email, and I said, if you weren't up yet, go to YouTube. Christy, just showed Grant the YouTube clip, and he was in total shock. And, of course, I cried. Thank you for taking the time, guys, to read our note. It made our year.
Well, how nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Five-year-old Grant, good for him. And what's
Grant loves us so much, he wants to become a DJ.
And how is his show going to go, check?
Hey, good morning. Hi, how you doing, Bob? Let's check in with Josh over there. How's everything over there, Josh?
Well, I have I haven't perfected that.
Right. Yeah, Grant's going to get a little bit of a wise guy. Hey, yeah. Mom, how's it going there, Mom?
Well, it's going great, Grant. Thank you for checking in.
Before you make those pancakes, and by the way, yesterday they were a little too thick. I like them a little thinner, Mom. We got the weather coming up in the tens.
Yeah, if you want your pancake, it's going to be sunny in Ohio today.
Brought to you by Betty Crocker.
Grant's going to be at school. The teacher's going to ask him how you doing. He's going to say, Dragon Balls.
Ask, email her back and find out what Grant's favorite songs are. Okay. I want to see if he's a classic rock guy.
Grant, you're 5 years old. All downhill from here, buddy. I'm sorry.
Think of all the great stuff he's going to get to discover. Pink Floyd, The Doors, The Beatles.
Fingering.
Once again, down Vulgar Road with Josh.
That's a great thing you discovered.
I try my best.
Oh, God.
I'll bet it'll be about 15, 16.
Okay, let's just move on.
And now, Josh Arnold angers America's youth.
Okay, now, Christy, we have our list that I'm really enjoying this. This is, once again, everything an 18-year-old should know from
Practical Life Skills.
Catherine Johnson Martinko wrote this great article.
Yes.
Sorry, Catherine, if I get your name wrong.
There's an important one. Consuming alcohol safely and helping a friend who has had too much to drink when they don't.
Yeah, sure.
If you're 18 also, but it's very important to know how to get a fake ID.
Well,
as long as they don't throw up in my car, I'm fine.
Yeah. Ordering from a menu with confidence and tipping appropriately.
What?
Yeah.
And tipping, is getting very confusing.
I want to say I bet I was 30 before I tipped.
Really?
Absolutely.
We grew up, we didn't go to restaurants where you
tipped. No, I didn't get, I didn't know, get right. the restaurant. No. Yeah, I didn't get that whole process.
Nope.
I had no idea.
I get you. Yeah. Doing simple mental math, calculating change, gratuities without relying on a calculator.
I'm amazing with those.
If you start at 20%, that's really easy.
Right.
That's an easy math problem. And then
you give them a little extra.
Yeah, you just
always round up.
Hopefully it's close to 25, right?
Yeah. Round up.
Well, yeah, I can actually do that math too, kind of. Yeah, but you got to remember ballpark. You don't want to tip $4.12.
No.
I heard a good rule of thumb, and I don't know exactly what the percentage ends up being, but you move the decimal point of the total one spot to the left, and then you double that. So let's say it's $110.
Okay.
You move the decimal point to where it's $11, you double $11. $22 bucks would be the tip on $110.
That's 20%.
So
there you go.
That's
an easy way to remember that.
There are also minimums, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
Filing your taxes and understanding deductions.
That's not impossible.
That is impossible. I don't even know.
I can't do that now. They've made the tax code so ridiculously impossible.
How old's Sophie? 22. She did hers this year for the first time. And she called. She was on the phone for an hour with Andy. I mean, it was really complicated.
Yeah.
And she's
her daughter. She called the office. Her daughter's just like her damn mom. never stops talking.
Yeah, of course. I didn't tell her that I fudged her mom, so she ends up in prison. I'm here alone.
Andy does not do our taxes.
And by fudged her mom, I don't mean fudged her mom.
Yeah, that's what made me worried, too.
Won't allow me to do that.
Here's an important one, and this is something that should be taught way before you're 18. Saying hello, making eye contact, and interacting with strangers in a public place or when you're introduced to someone, just being civil to a person. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
These are things.
Treat adults like adults.
Now, once again, I've come up with my own list of things you should know when you're a man of a certain age. You should complain about gas prices, even if you no longer drive.
Oh, my stepfather was the worst at that. He would drive out of his way to save 3 cents a gallon. You know, I'm not going to get that money from me.
Yeah, that's something I've never looked at.
How about comment on weather that's more than 100 miles from you?
Oh.
That happens a lot.
What
do you mean?
Boy, I'm sure glad I'm not in the Northeast today.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
My aunt did that at all times.
How about this? No matter where you're going or what you're doing, when you get there, you talk about the route you took.
Oh,
you know what we did? We brought 70 down the
road. Oh, you should have taken 52.
Oh, 52, that's always
Well, here's one that we all do when you're is complain about the thermostat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we have a problem.
We have an issue here.
Yeah.
It's either hot or cold. It's never comfortable.
Read billboards out loud.
That's I used to do that when I first started driving. But I talk like Grant's going to talk when he gets into radio.
Well, yeah. You were practicing in a way.
I was practicing, yeah.
I do it only when I'm with Greg Warren because it drives him so bananas.
Oh, there's that Billy Crystal movie.
That's what he referenced. He goes, "You're like that guy in that Billy Crystal movie."
William Hickey, yeah.
And I haven't seen that.
He talks like this in the movie. Yeah. Muffler service. 24 hours.
Yeah, to prove you're old, you ever say out loud, "Now this is real music."
Yeah.
I hear you saying that.
Yeah, I say it all the time.
Uh-huh. You know what else I like? Borders of the dealership.
The frame.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I'll go, "Oh, well, looks like Kessler Ford sold another one."
Oh, yeah. Old man Kessler. He's proud of his car.
Yeah,
he sure is.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser